Snyder in the Morning on WTAM 1100, Cleveland's News Radio.
Time for the Deal Boss, Matt Granite, Channel 3's Morning News. Will's ways to say, hey, before we get going, what is bubble tea?
Bubble tea is a sugary iced tea drink that comes in your favorite flavor of choice.
Okay.
And then in the drink,
yeah,
they float tapioca balls. It's kind of like the starch of the pudding.
It's like a
carb in a sugary drink, and I drink 2 to 3 a day.
That's exactly what you need to keep up your schedule. All right. I just saw you drinking the thing on the video. I didn't know. It sounds like an experience, bubble tea.
Oh, it is. All it right. is. Right. And actually, there's a great place if you want to try it in Northeast Ohio. They're all over the place now, but Kung Fu Tea in University Circle
Kung
is the
Fu
place to go.
Tea. All right. I'll put that on my list. All right. Now, let's get over to the deal. If you travel much, it's frustrating to keep things charged. You came across, I mean, obviously a bigger battery gives you more power. Tell me about what you found here.
Well, this is the ridiculous thing. Our smartphones can take photos. They've got Face ID, fingerprint readers. They control your lights, your alarm system, your sprinklers. But the darn thing can't hold a call over the course of a day.
It's amazing, yeah.
Right? Leave it to Apple. A new $1,500 smartphone. Yeah, your battery life is great for your first 3 months. And then after that, you're lucky if you get through 4 hours. So whether you have an Apple or an Android, my favorite deal today is great for power outages. Yesterday, Bill, during our weather, my power went out.
Yeah.
Maureen Kyle, Channel 3, her power went out for several hours yesterday. We're both worrying about our phones and our lifelines.
Sure.
This is a great way to ensure you're protected for those situations when you're delayed 8 hours last week at LaGuardia like I was, or 10 hours, and there's 35 people all huddled around the same plug outlet. This is not just a power bank. It's a super portable charger that charges your device faster than a wall outlet.
Excellent. It'll do two at once, right?
I was going to say the best thing is it'll do two at once.
I saw the video. Okay, all right. How much?
Typically about $80.
All right.
As part of a winter promotion, and Bill, I mean, you took the words out of my mouth on this, but I think this is something anyone could benefit.
How much? Because you kind of dropped there. How much?
Oh, absolutely. $39.99 down from $80.
All right. So I go over to this Kung Fu Tea place. I just walk up and ask for bubble tea. They'll know what I'm asking for.
Better yet, I'll take you and I'll pay.
Whoa! Hold on. I'll be right there. The Deal Boss, Matt Granite, Channel 3's Morning News, Alligator Arms. Watch him on 3 this morning, back here in the morning. Thanks, pal.
Awesome.
Up in 5, the Zimfer file. Our acting defense secretary is overseas. More on his visit. And entertainment guy Matt Wolf will join me. Martin Scorsese working on The Irishman with Robert De Niro. And evidently they're going to do a little Benjamin Buttons with the way the actors will be portrayed. Anyway, he'll explain coming up in 5 on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Sports mornings, 15:45 past. Mike Snyder is in. You ever heard of bubble tea that Granite was drinking? I never heard of bubble tea.
I actually have.
Have you?
I have heard of
you
it.
You want to go? He'll pay. You want to go with
he'll
him?
He'll pay.
University
you.
Thing. Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll go circle. Down. Maybe right. I'll go down this
way. We'll get in line.
All right.
It's on Granite.
Okay.
Sports mornings, 15:45 fast. Here's Mike Snyder.
I have. I'm not trying to think of where I heard
bubble
of it.
Bubble tea.
My wife's talked about it, so I've heard
about
it.
Bring her along. Granite will pay.
Okay.
He's a TV guy. He makes a lot of money.
That's true. All right.
Yeah.
Let's bring everybody along.
All right.
It's on Granite's tab. All right. Cavaliers will play their final game, Bill, before the All-Star break as they play host to the Brooklyn Nets tonight. Cavaliers are coming off their just their 12th win of the year when they beat the Knicks on Monday, 107-104. Tonight it's a 7:00 tip, and you can hear it right here on WTAM 1100 and 106.9 FM. Now, one of the storylines entering this All-Star break.
Dwayne Dedman ends up with it, and the horn sounds, and that's it. The Atlanta Hawks have beaten King James and the Los Angeles Lakers, 117-113.
Yeah, this is almost something inconceivable. Will a LeBron James team not make the playoffs? Well, the Lakers, with that loss last night to Atlanta, it's a legitimate question now. They are 28-29, 2.5 games out of the last spot in the West. Meanwhile, in the East, the Celtics playing without Kyrie Irving. They beat the Sixers, 112-109. Kyrie dealing with a sore knee. But when you look at that team, they almost seem to play better when he's not there at times. I'm sure that LeBron and Kyrie aren't looking in their rearview mirror. But basketball-wise, things are not going well for either of them thus far this season. College ball, what a game last night between Duke and Louisville. Duke down by 23 points with 10 minutes to play, and the Blue Devils would rally and win by a score of 71-69. Let's go to baseball. Nice thought to think about today as the Indians pitchers and catchers have already started working out. That's one thing nowadays in spring training. Guys get there early, and the pitchers have been there already. In fact, Danny Salazar pretty much has lived in Goodyear over the last year. Salazar, who missed all of last season and is coming off of shoulder surgery, is hoping that he'll be able to pitch again at some point this year, and the Indians are certainly hoping that is the case. That would be an unexpected bonus right now, but they did pick up his contract for $4.5 million, so they are hoping that he can find it and get back to where he was a couple of years ago, but he did not pitch at all last year. Let's go to football. Of course, the Browns story was the big story yesterday in the NFL, and things are changing in the AFC North now. It looks like it is indeed official. Antonio Brown wants out of Pittsburgh. His agent has told the Steelers that he wants to be traded. It will be very interesting to see, with his great talent but his baggage, what the Steelers can get for him in a trade, if indeed they want to go forward and make that move. But it looks like they almost have to make the deal. He's pretty much forced them into that. It's hard to see him returning to Pittsburgh. Home of the Indians and the Cavs. Mike Snyder, News Radio WTAM 1100.
Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wolf. Patrick Carelci with us. The podcast Red Pilled America. Always a great topic each and every week he's getting into. Morning, pal.
Good morning.
Okay, broad question. How come the black vote always goes to Democrats?
Well, we in our new episode called it's a Black History Month episode, we follow Candace Owens, who's a pretty well-known, an up-and-coming civil rights speaker, mm-hmm. and Diamond and Silk. They basically tell us that from a very young age, they've been indoctrinated to vote for the Democratic Party. And so we also learn from Alveda King, who is the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., that there was this event that happened in her uncle's life that kind of shifted shifted black people to the Democratic vote. And it happened basically in the early 60s during the JFK presidential election. And ever since then, the Democrats have kind of learned that they can shift that vote and win elections. So they've been pushing and indoctrinating the black community ever since.
Frustrating Republicans, it looks from the outside looking in, most Democrats just kind of take it for granted when it comes to that vote.
Every election cycle, and they use the claims of racism. It's been spiking ever since the civil rights movement. You could see it actually when you look at Google's usage of the word in books, because Google has a way to search books since the civil rights movement. The use of the word racism would start to decline since the civil rights movement, but it's actually spiked since the civil rights movement and slowly risen ever since then. And they've seen that every time they can paint a Republican as a racist, that it gives them the vote every election cycle, and so they exploit it every election cycle.
In depth on many topics each week with Red Pilled America, and this week asking the basic question on Red Pilled America during Black History Month and the Democrat vote. Hey, get you out of here on Diamond and Silk. Unbelievable twist. I mean, the first time I saw them, I thought, this is a joke. Come on, this is a bit. I mean, they were here for the RNC when Trump was nominated in Cleveland. They got a heck of a following.
They really do, and I think that they're kind of infectious in the way that they've kind of approached politics. So, I mean, you could kind of hear, we follow their rise as well in the story. So if you go to the iHeartRadio app, search for Red Pilled America, and you will find our latest episode on Black History Month there, and you can see their rise and how they kind of came into prominence.
Good stuff as always. Patrick Carelci. Thanks, pal. Have a good week.
Thank you so much.
Acting Secretary of Defense heading overseas to visit the troops. Patrick Shanahan, our Bill Zimfer on that this morning, and maybe get into North Korea as well. Bill, good morning. He's over there in Afghanistan. Trump says we're going to get out of there eventually, right?
Yeah, the president would like to get out of there. A lot of people would like to get out of there, but the question remains, will that happen? Patrick Shanahan, our acting defense secretary, a couple of stops this week in Afghanistan and Iraq. In Afghanistan, he did meet with President Ashraf Ghani, but this is a weird situation in Afghanistan. The Taliban have engaged in peace talks with the United States and a separate set of talks involving Russian officials. However, they have yet to talk to the Afghan government. They refuse to. So they still have a disconnect as far as any type of comprehensive peace plan goes, but the Taliban's number one demand, all foreign troops must leave Afghanistan. So the possibility of a U.S. troop withdrawal does remain. In Iraq, meanwhile, Bill, damage control, as Shanahan was there to talk about President Trump saying that we may stay in Iraq in order to keep an eye on Iran. Iraq says, wait a minute, you're here at our invitation. Shanahan's there to smooth the waters.
Our guy that watches troops in South Korea, the head of the army, speaking yesterday, some testimony in front of Congress about North Korea. Doesn't sound like, in his opinion, they've been doing anything less when it comes to their military power. And this a week or two but before Kim Jong-un and President Trump get together, right?
That's right. 2 weeks to go till that meeting in Hanoi, and General Robert Abrams, just the latest to sound out the alarm here that North Korea has shown no signs that it wants to end their nuclear program. This has been echoed by our intelligence personnel. Also, a recent report coming out of Stanford University and nuclear expert Siegfried Hecker, who is an expert on North Korea, all saying that they have added to their nuclear stockpiles here. So as talks continue to try to lay a framework for these discussions between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, there remains the possibility, Bill, that we may have a big show in Hanoi with little concrete measures taken afterward. There will be more talks between our representative Stephen Biegun and his North Korean counterpart next week.
Bill Zimfer in the Zimfer File. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome, Bill.
Got Rick Cini at faircompare.com on maybe a deal to get us out of here. Rick, what are you seeing?
Well, there's a lot of really good deals sort of save spring break weekend, and it's pretty clear that those prices are going to be pretty expensive. But if you're outside of that spring break weekend, bracketing the school districts, just generally, if you want to get to warmer weather, including places like Phoenix, Tucson, Los Angeles, you can get there under $200 round trip, which is a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And you can also get to southern Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, a few other places, even Central Florida there with Orlando, and that's right at about $220 round trip, so not too bad. Now, when you jump around spring break, you're looking at twice that much, closer to $500.
Now, a couple of tips, too, just the cost of your family traveling when it comes to luggage nowadays. I mean, you got a family of four, the luggage you take could cost you really the price of a ticket.
Yeah, no, I mean, a family of four at $60 round trip, you're looking at the price of a ticket. Yeah. So best to consolidate. You do have 50 pounds, so you can do that. You can also have a carry-on bag where you can stick the heavier stuff, for example, if you're afraid, especially if you're afraid to check it. So definitely if you have a family, you don't want to have a bunch of check bags or one for each family member, maybe one for the entire family and then some carry-ons, for example. With four people in your family, it's a lot of carry-ons. You can do that. So you don't need the little bitty one for your five-year-old. Go ahead and give them a 49.9 pounder and you carry it on for them.
Yeah, backpacks are a must. And you know what? If you're one of the last to get on the plane, there's no overhead, so you're probably going to check the bag right there at the gate anyway, right?
Exactly. And you know, during this time of year, you don't see a lot of people checking the size of bags going on or whether or not they're perfectly in the actual metal template that they have there. Yeah. Christmas time, Thanksgiving, you see a lot more of that. Not around this time of year.
Rick Cini, great website is faircompare.com for planning some travel. Rick Cini, Rick, good tips. Thanks, pal.
Hey, take care, Bill.
By the way, word is Allegiant going to add some flights out at Cleveland Hopkins. More nonstop flights being added to the schedule out of Cleveland Hopkins. Allegiant announcing they're going to have service into Nashville. Allegiant, you've flown them before? Low fare carrier will have two weekly seasonal flights, as they say, starting mid-May. To Music City, Nashville. Flying out this morning, already delays setting up through Toronto about a half hour, and Denver, if you're going west, Denver right now, a 30-minute delay, according to a Flight Aware. iHeartRadio, take us with you wherever you're traveling to, with the iHeartRadio app and the podcast app. It's just fascinating. So many great podcasts are up there. We do our daily Wilsensteiner show. If you hear an interview, we promote something. I got Kevin Myroff coming up at 6:52. Kevin will join me, talk about your side hustle, a few tips. I know you're busy and out of the car or whatever. You missed that, and you're into podcasts. Just each day, go to the iHeartRadio app. Follow us on there, Wilson Center Podcast, each day and get the show. It's like 20, 25 minutes, all the different interviews we do. And then weekly, we do a show, Graham. We've had Omar Rascal's been up there with Mike Snyder. That's up there for you to check out. We're working on. Scooter is, I think, almost done. With President's Day on Monday, we went back and gathered some of the interviews I've had with with presidents. We're putting those together on our Wills and Snyder Showgram podcast. So that'll be posted hopefully, in the next few minutes here this morning. So like us there. But all sorts of podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Check them out. Great podcast award winners like Slow Burn, Best Crime Podcast, Up and Vanished, and the new Ron Burgundy podcast as well, getting some great reviews. Podcasts anytime, anywhere, all on the same app with iHeartRadio. Got a take on something we're talking about? You can always text 21095. Love to hear from you that way. Follow me on Twitter at Bill Wills, WTAM. Like us on the Wills and Snyder Facebook page. Scott Scuderese, producer extraordinaire, posting a couple of things this morning, including, I showed you this picture.
Yes, you did.
Sadly, this is news.
This is great news.
But this is out of North Carolina this morning when the story, I guess, is a guy was raising a U.S. flag to full staff. He's in his neighborhood, goes out every morning, veteran, puts the flag up, right?
Right.
Looks over, notices two kids. What are they, 8, 9 years old, maybe?
Yeah.
On their little, like, scooter thing?
Yeah, at the fire department.
At the fire department.
The Rossboro, and it was the chaplain, it says here, Bobby Herring, he was raising
the
flag.
Chaplain.
He was raising
the
flag.
The fire department.
To full staff.
North Carolina.
And when he got it up to full staff,
he
looked over. Yes.
And there's two boys at a stop sign right next to the firehouse. They've stopped on their own. They got their hands over
their
heart.
They got their scooters.
They got those scooters. I'm just out playing.
Yeah.
Got their hands over their heart, and they're doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance. They stopped and saluted the flag.
Sadly, that's a news story. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes.
When you see two kids just, you know, they're out playing. They see the fireman, you know, the fireman in front of the firehouse are putting the flag up. They stop what they're doing and do a Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
And that is great to see that two kids stop to do that. I mean, that's something because not a lot of children probably would stop, or maybe in a lot of adults. You never know.
I mean, the Pledge of Allegiance at that age.
Yeah.
Exactly. WillsandSnyder.com, you will be able to see that. Plus, the governor of California says he's not going to do this high-speed rail. That's getting some noise.
So right? much from New York to London, I guess, on the high-speed.
Forget that stuff. And where's the Showgram at this morning as we speak?
It is loaded into the Showgram.
All right.
And
we're getting closer?
Oh, it's there. It's already loaded. It's just that you have to keep refreshing your computer, and then it'll pop up. Give it a little time. You know, there's a lot of people putting their Showgrams together.
If you like podcasts, every day we put the Wills and Snyder Show up on our podcast and do a search on the iHeartRadio app, different interviews, bits we do. Then each week we do a little bit more. It's called the Wills and Snyder Showgram.
Yes.
We had Omar Vizquel.
Yes.
I think Kenny Lofton's with us next week.
Yes. I believe it's Tuesday.
He's on the show. We may do a podcast. Anyway, yeah. but we're posting for this week. Scooter had the idea, Bill, you've been honored by talking to several presidents. Let's go back and find the interviews.
Yes.
And you put together when President Carter was with me.
Correct.
President Obama.
Obama.
And he was talking about Chinese trade issues then, right?
Right. And that was, maybe six years ago, I think.
And
we did
President Trump.
Yeah.
The morning of the election when nobody thought he was going to win.
Right.
So that'll be up there as well.
Yes, that is included.
I was looking through tapes and all. I've got Dick Cheney. I got Biden. We got to do vice presidents one week, too.
Oh, yeah. We have Biden and Cheney still. We still have that.
Yeah, Condi Rice.
Condi Rice, yeah. So anyway, but it's going to be up there before long?
Yes. And then also in that, before the interviews, you and I explain to what goes into interviewing the presidents and how we, you know, the
procedure. What do you know about it? I'm the one that does the interview.
Well, no, because I had a book in it
you
set
and
it
I
up.
Explain.
Hey,
I like that.
Mike, the White House calls my house. You know, the White House calls my house.
You want to brag a little bit.
Yeah,
okay,
I like that.
I like that. It's a good story. It is. Yeah. It's funny.
Yes.
All right, Showgram will do that. Wills and Snyder Showgram, do a search on the iHeartRadio app. It'll be up there. I'll show you how to post it sooner, too, someday.
Oh, sure.
So we get up there before we talk about it. But there'll be some fun with President Stain also. All right, Scott Scuderese, producer extraordinaire alongside, who interviews plenty of presidents. You'll be able to hear that on our Showgram podcast. You also, you're talking about side hustles.
Yeah, side hustles.
Is this your side hustle or is your job at Tolman your side? I'm not sure anymore. Scott Reese works at Tolman Funeral Home.
Yes, one in Cleveland, Old Brooklyn,
okay,
and
enough
Middleburg.
Enough of a plug
Heights.
Already. Okay.
One in Middleburg.
And I've had friends who have had loved ones there. They go by and pay their respects and they
yes.
say, I met Scooter Reese. What are you over in a corner doing trivia or something?
No,
No.
I'm a greeter.
A greeter.
Yeah.
You
and,
do a great job.
And also do extra help okay, at the funeral home.
So is that
jobs,
is
things.
This your side hustle now?
Actually, both are.
Both are.
Yeah, I got it. I'm doing side hustles
doing
both.
Couple. Okay, because we all, a little
yes.
extra.
Oh,
a little
yeah.
something else.
Oh, yeah. A
good.
Very interesting business. And,
yeah, okay.
But
right.
I'll
but
tell
that's
you,
your side
this
hustle.
Job
okay.
here helps me with that job there because of the working in, with the media, the
yeah.
people. It's a
sometimes
people
our shows are dying, so that's
right.
pretty much the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, 5 good minutes.
You got a side hustle? News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Money Guy Kevin Myroff with me this morning at NCA Financial Planners. Kevin, good morning. For different reasons, it just seems like I see and run into a lot of people that have something they're doing on the side nowadays.
Yeah, you know, Bill, I'd love to hear your side job. I had a side job when I first started working and as a financial advisor after I left public accounting, where I was teaching people how to pass the exams that are required to be a financial advisor because I just wasn't making enough money to do what I wanted to do.
Lots of side gigs out there. People are doing different things to make a few extra bucks. So with that in mind, Kevin's come up with five different things to keep in mind. If you got one of these side hustle jobs, number one, you're taking time to do this, so have a purpose with the money you're bringing in, right?
Yeah, it only works if you have a purpose, Bill. The purpose should be pay off a credit card that you're paying 24% interest on. Increase your retirement savings. So if you're making money on a side job, then maybe you could increase how much you're putting in your 401k plan. I've seen some parents where they're struggling to take care of college or the debt's getting too big, where either the stay-at-home mom may go back to work to pay for college, that'll take another job, or a specific want. We want to go to Hawaii, and we don't want to put on a credit card, so I'm going to work for 4 months in order to accomplish that.
Kevin, you and I have talked for years about money, and you've got some great advice for us, you and your staff at NCA Financial. It seems like so many times it comes down to psychology at times. And another good tip you say is, look, have it in writing. Just write yourself a memo as to why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, your chances of succeeding increase fourfold, it's been shown, if you put it down in writing. So have it very specific. I have a $2,400 credit card. I'm going to pay off $200 a month. So I'm going to take a side job for a year and take each $200 and pay it off.
Make you feel good when you get it done. Okay, now, we've got more income coming in. That means I got maybe more going out with Social Security and other taxes?
Yeah, there's two parts of taxes that people mess up when they're trying to compute how much money they're going to make. If your regular job is paying you $60,000 or $70,000 a year, and then you go do a side job that pays $10,000, well, if you don't fill out your W-9 right, they're not going to withhold enough on your $10,000 because they assume that's all you're going to make for the entire year. So you may got to have more withholding by filling out your W-9 form. Also, Social Security. Everybody has to pay the 6.5% Social Security tax on roughly the first $132,900. So if you're not over that, you got to include the 6% plus the extra taxes.
Great point on your side hustle. You want to make sure it doesn't take away all your money when you got to pay your taxes next year. It's good. Okay, now, here's another great reminder. Everything is balance in life, and you got to really balance these side hustles with your time, your health, and relationships, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've proven more and more and more that the most important thing you could do is sleep. I mean, I think they say you need 7 to 8 hours of sleep a day, and the vast majority of us are not getting those, and side jobs don't make that easy. Plus, if you're married or in a relationship, it's hard to maintain that if you're working 14, 15 hours a day, 6, 7 days a week. So consider those things. Talk to that special person before you go into this so you're doing it together.
All right, finally here, Kevin, great five tips on your side hustle. If you've got a full-time job, your regular full-time employer probably should not even notice you have a side job.
Yeah, exactly right. The last thing you want to do is sabotage the good-paying job with some side job that makes it so you're not performing at your peak.
Good tips. Kevin Myroff at NCA Financial Planners. Thanks, Kev.
You bet. Have a great week, everybody.
The pregame show for your day. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder on News Radio WTAM 1100.
Joe Roman heads up the Greater Cleveland Partnership in studio and a few things going on. Joe, good morning to you as always. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. Good to be here.
I mentioned the teams with Mike because you guys have put together, it's a called Middle Market Forum, and you're going to feature some people that are involved in sports in this town, obviously, with Mr. Dolan. Len Komorowski over at the Q and the Cams, and Dee Haslam's involved in this, right?
Yeah, we have the top local representatives for all of those teams are in, obviously, two cases, the owners themselves. So it'll be a great... we try to give our middle market companies that are some of the fastest-growing companies in our region access to talk to people that they might not get to talk to otherwise. You know, we've even had a forum about beer. So it's really a fun place.
Speaking of forums and all, I think... business is all about connections. And I think one of the great things, and maybe it's a part of the mission statement when it comes to the Greater Cleveland Partnership, it's helping to make connections. I was reading a piece in Crain's recently where, you know, tech is such a big part of business. Everybody's got somebody doing tech.
So let's recognize them and try and connect them more. GCP's doing that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, whether you are considered a tech company or not, technology is key to your business. And we have a growing need in our region for more technology-oriented, skilled workers. So what we've recently done is organized all the what they call CIOs, the chief information officers for companies throughout the region, because we feel if they're meeting regularly together, expressing needs, concerns, opportunities, we can then get to work on that with many other partners in the community. But these are the people on the ground who know the company's biggest needs in technology, and that way we can group those needs and go after trying to solve some of those problems.
We've got more and more businesses. We know tech is creating so many new jobs in our town, right?
Absolutely. I mean, how do you think of KeyBank or Progressive Insurance? You think of them as a bank or an insurance company, and we're lucky to have them here. But behind the scenes, they are dependent on technology, and that means they're dependent on technology workers. And we need to get more of them. We need to produce more of them in our region. We need to get more young people interested in STEM skills and those kinds of things. And the CIOs can bring those needs to us.
Joe Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership. Talking about our town, more coming up. Joe Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership. For a couple more minutes, I keep a little stack of stuff when you're in the news and I see some things to ask and talk to you about. Linda McMahon, who heads up the SBA, called me. It was a week or two ago. We had a nice chat about SBA, and then I see later in the day you're doing a forum with her.
Yeah, you know, this is common these days. So when the president gives a State of the Union speech, it's pretty common all presidents then send their cabinet members out and about to cities all over the country to talk a little bit about the speech and make those connections. Linda was here just after she did your show, actually. I got a chance to interview her. And one of the reasons she was here was because, as you know, we've got the biggest small business organization in the country. So her ability to come and speak with us and speak to that scale of the small business community was good for her and good for us. And she was fun to interview. She started businesses on her own. Sure. She's been out and about talking to small businesses all over the country. And I know our audience really enjoyed having her here.
Just on the female side, and just doing the research I did, I'm trying to remember this. I think it might be almost 50% of the entrepreneurs are female now.
Yes.
Now, they could be businesses. However you start a business, it could be in the garage. It could be whatever. Right. Yeah, it's the way Amazon started.
Exactly.
And that's what you see.
Yeah, the women,
right?
We see it here. The women-owned businesses are also starting at a much faster rate today than male-owned businesses. And it's a great thing for the community, great thing for the economy. And we see it in our membership, and we see it in the leadership at Cozy. More and more women-owned businesses, those women are getting involved in the community. They're bringing their skills to other issues in town, which is all great for us.
All right, a couple things. Speaking of our town, let's get around town a little bit. We've got Cleveland Hopkins Airport. We've had this little issue since the first of the year, about drop-off policy, whether you use a taxi, Uber. The city responded. Council wasn't real happy last weekend. They kind of read about it in the paper. I'm glad we got this back to where it makes more sense for the business traveler and people that travel here more often, because we got to keep people in a good mood.
Absolutely. You know, we heard as many complaints about a single issue before as this one. We've talked about air service and how critical it is to an economy, international air service, domestic air service. What we heard was not concerns about charging some extra dollars for Uber, Lyft, or limo drivers, because the money will be put to good use at the airport.
Right.
But the issue of inconvenience. So to charge people more and then inconvenience them is not the way you treat your customers. The good news here, lots of issues swirling all around our town, but the good news here is in the case of about 30 days, we informed the city, others did, the city listened and changed the policy. And now I think what they'll do is more mirror the changes in drop-off policies in the future with their capital investments, so that maybe we can improve the situations at the airport as we think about different drop-off policies.
This was
good news.
This is me, not you. Make it very clear. This was one of an issue that I saw the Frank Jackson, the mayor's administration, do a flip on quicker than maybe I've seen most issues. It seems like something comes up and it takes forever. And we're this, and it just goes on. This thing was like, I think it started the first of the year. Within a few weeks, all right, we're going to switch it, go back.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what it is, it was also... The the beginnings of this and then the change were important signals to the business community, not only here, but to other places in the country that are looking at Cleveland as a place to do business.
Two other quick things. RTA, speaking of getting around town, so important as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we've recently, we're out looking for a consultant to help us look at the finances of RTA.
Mm-hmm.
Someday soon, next 2 years or so, RTA is going to think about whether or not additional financing is necessary to serve the needs of our community. We need to know that the money they have now is being used effectively.
You got to run it like a business.
Exactly.
But,
and that's what we're going to help them to. And they're very open to it. They're working with us closely.
Good, good, good. Big summer in this town. We got the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like the RNC because, look, the focus will be on Cleveland again, right?
Absolutely. And it'll be, it's been 20-plus years since we've had one of the two All-Star games. And it is really, we watched what happened in Cincinnati a couple years ago. It's great profile. Because you also get the media in town to see the rest of the city.
I had a chance to be downtown for Tribe Fest about a few weeks ago at the convention center. And then the Indians are explaining to me, and we got a lot of time to talk about it, but they're going to use Major League Baseball is excited to be able to use the convention center, the mall, and just have so many activities leading up to the All-Star.
Right. It's a perfect venue. Cool. It's a perfect venue for them, just as you said, like the RNC. We have a very compact downtown, which serves these kinds of big events extremely well.
Good stuff. Joe Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership. Thanks, pal.
Good to see you again.
757. All right, complete Cavaliers coverage on News Radio, WTAM 1100, home of the Cavaliers. Your morning Cavs update brought to you by Huntington, looking for a bank that looks out for you. Welcome to Huntington. Apologize, you're supposed to talk to Kaylee Griffin this morning at Fox Sports, but she is unavailable. So, all right, Cavs play tonight. We got Cavs now with Munch Bishop at 6. If you're on your way to the game, have us on. Mike, you'll have the Cavs tip-off show, 7 o'clock, John Michael and Jim Jones. You played that cut from Larry Nance Jr. talking about Kevin Love. Hey, we got the All-Star game coming up. Jim Jones yesterday, and I was going to talk about this some with Kaylee because she was tweeting about it. He's a future All-Star. I mean, that's what Jim had to say when it comes to Larry Nance.
Well, Larry's done some things. You know, I think the things you got to do, to be an All-Star, you got to do it night in and night out.
Yeah.
And he's been doing it night in and night out. Larry's got some intriguing things. You know, the more I watch him play this year, and there have been so many moving parts, Bill, but Larry really sees the game. You know, he makes good plays out there for others. And that's something to be said. There are a lot of guys that can make plays for themselves.
Yeah.
But Larry is a big guy, is kind of intriguing, really. He sees the game. I'm sure he's inherited a lot of that knowledge from his dad, and he plays the game looking for the entire team concept. So I think that is exciting to see as the Cavaliers develop. When you look at where they want to be in a couple of years, actually, with this team.
Brooklyn here tonight at 29-29. And then on the All-Star game, actually, then is on Sunday night. All right, 8:25 at News Radio, WTAM 1100. Three quick stories since I got some time here. There was a, let me get the city right. Lady goes to her basement when the power is off to find a candle.
Okay.
And it's a stick of dynamite.
Oh, no, no, no. This had to happen in Florida?
Filed a lawsuit. Because here, all right, woman all right. goes. It's out of Connecticut. Lady buys a house.
Connecticut. Wow.
Lady buys a house.
All right,
and she's in the house like a week, and the power goes off.
Okay,
I guess she didn't have a flashlight, so she goes into the basement and starts looking around for a candle. She's now filed a lawsuit after the power outage. Catherine Gutierrez, her name, of Bridgeport, Connecticut, is suing the home's former owner for leaving TNT inside the house.
That's a good point. I was going to ask you. I don't think I have a stick of dynamite laying around in the basement. I hope
they
not.
Needed to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
So you went through that house.
Who did you remember to get the TNT?
And if you saw it there, did we move that out?
I guess the power was knocked out, so she was looking for a candle, according to her story. Her lawyer says she suffered multiple injuries.
Well, I guess.
After lighting the fuse.
So she's lighting this and then hoping it's good.
And lights it and then notice it's not a candle, so I guess she kind of threw it and then it blew up while she was in the basement. So she's suing the former homeowner because they left TNT.
That's an interesting case.
You're probably not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
At all. But she's actually going to sue him.
Why was it there? Why did you move in and leave it there? Why did they leave it there as they moved out?
Right.
There's a lot of questions to be answered there, Bill.
Now we have Madison, Wisconsin this morning, Mike. A boy in Madison, Wisconsin has apologized. He called 911 to vent about his bedtime of 7 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
9-year-old Max, at least he knows about 911, okay. So that's a positive, right?
Yes.
He called 911, the operator, to complain that his mom was putting him to bed at 7 o'clock every night. He called 911, I guess, two nights in a row. Police showed up just to do, like, a check.
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on?
Everything's
here.
Fine. The kid apologized, but he did call 911 because he didn't want to go to bed so early.
So, kids, if you're listening, that's not the number you call to negotiate your bedtime.
All. No. All right, 828.
He called Scooter, though. He might
call Scooter.
Kid.
Names, notes, trending this morning. What is old is new yet again. The Witches, a remake. Matt Wolf, what's the latest on this?
Yeah, Octavia Spencer fronting this one, okay? She's in talks to join Robert Zemeckis' The Witches remake along with Anne Hathaway. Now, Octavia Spencer, powerhouse. Robert Zemeckis, powerhouse director, too. And you put Anne Hathaway in the Angelica Houston role. I mean, as the Grand High Witch, yeah. I think this is going to be pretty cool, you know, and it's interesting. When you see somebody like Robert Zemeckis attached to this, now, he didn't have a heck of a lot of success with his last film, Welcome to Marwen. That didn't do well, but let's do the math, Bill. This is still Back to the Future Robert Zemeckis. This is still Forrest Gump Robert Zemeckis. This is still, I mean, Castaway Robert Zemeckis. Do I need to go on with the list?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be pretty interesting. Look for that in a couple of years.
Strong stuff. Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Hollywood seemed to be very surprised on the financial success of the movie Crazy Rich Asians. ABC's recognized that? They're thinking about a series or something?
Yeah, our parent company here, Walt Disney Company and ABC, they're sort of been, you know, these rumblings about this Crazy Rich Asian themed show, you know, but not being called quite Crazy Rich Asians, but taking a page from the blockbuster movie. Now, the working title, wait for it, is Lazy Rich Asians.
Okay.
And ABC has ordered the pilot, pretty much. I mean, this is just the working title. It probably won't go through, but that's how it's being bandied about in Hollywood. And basically, it involves, you know, like I said, a page right out of the book, right out of the movie, a first-generation Chinese-American woman. She's struggling to set healthy boundaries with her crazy, exhausting family. And when her grandmother dies and names Janet the sole inheritor, that just leads to, you know, a comedy of you know, sort of events here and trying to figure out her place in life and her family and still, you know, maintaining her traditions, you know, within the Asian community. I think it might be it could be a success. We'll have to see.
Yeah, okay. We'll see what happens. Hey, one of the note, Matt Wolf, Carson Daly has been on a lot. Almost 20 years doing this last call?
Bill, here's the thing. You and I both in radio. Carson Daly actually has a radio background. He had his start in radio at a station out in Los Angeles, so he knows the value of doing the hustle, okay?
Sure.
And this guy has been doing it a very long time. Think about it. During his tenure on NBC, he's working in all three day parts, morning on the Today Show. He's got the primetime show with The Voice, and then late night with Carson Daly, rather Last Call with Carson Daly. So he has literally decided now it's time. 17 years, 2,000 episodes, Last Call is ending because, and this is a great quote. My 20s was about finding a good job. My 30s was about taking on as many of them as I could. Now in my 40s, I'm focused on quality over quantity. He wants to do more time with the Today Show and, more importantly, spending more time with his family. So,
good,
you know what?
Him.
Last call, 1:30 in the morning. We're done. We're going to see what happens next. But last call, for all intents and purposes, over.
Good for him. Carson Daly, done a lot of good stuff over the years. All right, entertainment guy Matt Wolf, good stuff as well. Follow him on Twitter, too, Matt Wolf On Air. Thanks, partner.
Thanks, Bill.
Coming up, Geraldo in Cleveland, Trevisano after 3 with traffic and weather. By the way, I've got some news about the iHeartRadio Music Festival.